Let us go deeper, entering into this silence, allowing ourselves into that oneship of infinite light, to be of Christ's mind, to hear the truth, to feel that truth flowing through our entire being as we become more receptive to it and as we continue to express in it. Realizing that we need not concern ourselves and get caught up in all the problems and error thoughts and all the disturbances and opinions and all the debates. These things are not necessary. We are in the image and likeness of our Creator. We are of absolute goodness. And of that goodness, we are love, wisdom, peace, knowledge, joy, life, celebrating as life. It is the Mother Father's good pleasure to bring this infinite source of love supreme through us, expressing as us all that we seek is already with us. All that we need has already been supplied. So as we go deeper, we become conscious of this truth. We embrace it. We rejoice in it. We express it. So let us remove ourselves from the outer world for this moment of just listening. Remove our thoughts. We are more than our thoughts and our words, for they are part of the physical. And we are spiritual, eternal, infinite. For we are in the image and likeness of the Heavenly Mother, Father. And if we drift back into our thoughts, we just simply return. Start over. Become refreshed. Enlightened. And now, as we slowly begin to return, becoming conscious, the physical body, our outer surroundings, we stay steadfast in this fountainhead of divine goodness, coming together in the harmony of our innate self and our physical self. For there is no separation. And we just remind ourselves that we can return to this anytime. The only walls, the only barriers, the only moats are the ones we create. And they are only illusions and can dissolve into the midst of illusions and shadows simply because we choose it to be so. And we can go forth in this beautiful Christ mind, this super consciousness, tapping into the infinite source of absolute love and goodness. And so it is. Amen.